Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, Alexi from Children of Bodom. How you doing, Alexi?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. So happy to have you back on the show. Got to talk about the Megadeth show. I had a chance to see you guys, and such a tremendous performance. Growing up, how much of an influence was Dave Mustaine on your playing?
Well, he and Megadeth, you know, was definitely a huge influence. Like, I think the first Megadeth album I ever heard was Rust in Peace, and still one of my favorite metal albums, like, ever. It's just so rad, and I think that the fact that the music's so technical, like, the guitar riffs are just so insane, but the music's so goddamn angry at the same time, and that's just something that I've found very appealing. And, you know, he's still got it, so, he's definitely awesome.
Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show, and here's a tune off their latest album, I Worship Chaos. This is Morrigan. Full Metal Jackie, Alexi Leho from Children of Bodom is our guest on the show tonight. And Alexi, what does your new guitarist Daniel do that fits perfectly with the band and the way that you play?
Well, I've actually known him for over 10 years, and when we were looking for a new guitar player, we went through a lot of options, and we went kind of like, I don't know, I guess we started looking for people to join the band from, like, all over the world, but without knowing that the answer was kind of, like, right there, because he's from Finland, and he's a hard worker, you know, and he's definitely a good guitar player, and he's a quick learner, so, and a really cool dude, you know, and you know, so far so good.
Full Metal Jackie with Alexi from Children of Bodom. Quick break coming up. Music from Megadeth, also In Flames, Joss's weekly pick from the pit, and more with Alexi. Full Metal Jackie, Alexi from Children of Bodom is our guest on the show this evening. Alexi, getting to your world-class level of playing takes work and discipline. How often do you play guitar when you're not on stage or in the studio?
I definitely play every day, no matter what. And when I'm on the road, I usually play about 2 hours a day. I mean, I would definitely warm up at least for an hour before the show, but I usually would probably play like 2 hours or so. And when I'm off the road, if I'm not in the studio, because, like, in the studio, obviously, I would play 10 hours a day, but if I'm not in the studio or doing anything, I still play for fun. I still enjoy it. So definitely, I'd say at least an hour a day.
And what would you say to, you know, musicians that are thinking about, you know, getting in a band and doing this professionally as well?
Well, it takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of sacrifice, and especially nowadays, I'd say that the most important thing is to learn how to play live and be really good at it. Like, your band has to be, like, you know, it has to be the best live band ever, and you have to be ready to pretty much keep your ass on the road 24/7 all year. Because, you know, the music business being what it is, you know, it's more important today that you stay on the road and play a lot of live shows, which is good for us because we've always done that anyway. So, you know, that's okay for us. You know, we enjoy touring. We still love touring after like, what, 20 years being on the road. So yeah, there's that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Got to take a quick break. Going to get to Joss's weekly pick from the pit. Also music from In Flames. We're going to have Alexi pick a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Alexi from Children of Bodom is our guest on the show, and you are pretty notorious for keeping busy. What else are you working on right now while you are continuing to tour supporting I Worship Chaos?
Well, at the moment, I'm just concentrating on this, but, like, last year was pretty crazy. I did this thing called 100 Guitars from Hell, which was pretty much what it sounds like. You know, I played with 100 guitar players on the stage in Helsinki, Finland, and I wrote the music for it, and, you know, I basically had to pick all the players and stuff. It was a huge, huge project that took a lot of time and a lot of work, so there was that, and then I actually ended up recording an EP with my 80s cover band, which is called The Local Band, and it's actually pretty awesome. It's just, you know, we basically just recorded like a bunch of 80s covers, like kind of weird ones, anything from Pat Bennett's Heart to The Bangles, you know. So it was definitely a busy year, and I like to, you know, I like to keep it that way. I think, yeah, probably because, you know, I enjoy working hard, and, you know, keeps me out of trouble too.
You're a troublemaker?
A little bit.
It's Full Metal Jackie Alexi from Children of Bodom with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Hatebreed, a new one from Death Angel coming up, and more with Alexi. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Alexi Leho from Children of Bodom is our guest this evening. Last year, after the terrorist attacks in Paris, many bands were cautious and canceled their European shows. Children of Bodom kept going. Why was it important for you to carry on?
It was definitely important for us to carry on. And it was, well, it was not easy, I'll tell you that, because, like, for example, we had just started the co-headlining tour with Lamb of God, and after a couple of shows, you know, they decided to go home. So, you know, we were kind of like, well, the situation looks very, very bleak on every level. You know, like, Lamb of God went home, and all these terrorist attacks and threats are going on all over the place. I mean, it was definitely serious, but we figured that, you know, as long as the government doesn't shut down all the venues and stuff, which actually did happen in France and Belgium and stuff like that, as long as that doesn't happen, then we'll just keep going, you know, hoping for the best and see what happens. And somehow we managed to actually book a whole new tour within a couple of days. We had a couple of days off just sitting around waiting in the bus, which you can probably imagine it was pretty... Just the anxiety of waiting and not knowing was pretty overwhelming. But, you know, ended up doing it and got most of the shows done anyway. So I think the fans appreciate it a lot, and that makes me really happy. And it definitely made me really happy just to see their reaction and the appreciation that we still stayed on the road.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Alexi Leho from Children of Bodom. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. I'm also going to play you a new tune from Hatebreed and more with Alexi. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, that was a new tune from Hatebreed called AD. You can find that on The Concrete Confessional, which comes out on May 13th. We've got Alexi from Children of Bodom on the show with us. And Alexi, tell us, what can we expect from Bodom for the rest of 2016? In addition to nonstop touring that you guys have planned?
That's pretty much it. We got so much touring lined up that we don't really have time for anything else. After this, we do South America and Mexico, then there's the Euro festivals, and then we do some Asian shows, probably Australia. And, you know, the list goes on and on until, I think, January 2017, so... We'll keep busy, for sure.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the success of the record and all that's been happening. And as always, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, Alexi.
Well, thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.